Contrary to its religious-sounding title, the Lord's Resistance Army is a rebel group from Uganda, which for nearly three decades has terrorized the people of Central Africa. It's believed the group, also known as the LRA, is made up of between 200 and 500 fighters. It was formed in the 1980s in Uganda. The LRA remains among the most persistent perpetrators of grave violations against children, says a new United Nations report. These violations include the recruitment and use of child soldiers, killing and maiming, rape, denial of humanitarian access, abductions, and attacks on schools. Radhika Kumaraswamy is the UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict.
With regard to abduction and recruitment from July 2009, over a period of just 2 years, the abduction and recruitment of 591 children, 268 girls, and 323 boys has been documented by the UN in the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and South Sudan. And actually, the actual numbers of abductions is much higher. These are the ones we know of.
In addition, says Ms. Kumaraswamy, the abducted children are forced to help carry out LRA activities.
These children are used in various roles as combatants, as spies, as guards, as porters, as cooks. They're often forced to kill their family and friends, especially in the villages that they come from. And they're also given magical potions by the leaders, which is supposed to make them invincible and develop their physical capacities.
Ms. Kumaraswamy says girls who were abducted and who have managed to escape face a hard time reintegrating into their communities.
Sexual violence continues to be systematic characteristic of the LRA modus operandis. Almost all girls mentioned in the report were subjected to repeated sexual violence and forcibly married to combatants. It is common for girls escaping from the LRA to return stigmatized and rejected by their communities.
Grace Akalo is a former child soldier who was abducted in 1996 from her school in Uganda, along with 139 girls.
The LRA are the brutal rebel group I've ever known. The way they kill people is inhuman. The mutilation of civilians, the mutilation even of the children that are abducted. They force children to kill their own parents, to kill their own relatives before they are abducted. It's inhuman. It is of great concern that the LRA still exists in the eastern Congo.
The UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict says that the LRA has been weakened by the military operations of the African Union in the affected areas. However, the rebel group continues to make random attacks. It was formed in the 1980s in Uganda. Jerry Adams, United Nations.